Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer for healing and wholeness this Easter season together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
A Prayer for Healing and Wholeness This Easter Season by Christine Perry. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destructions. Psalm 107, 19 through 20. Have you ever asked yourself if you will ever be healed or whole? Life has a way of breaking you down. Sin has a way of destroying you. When we look at our world and even our personal lives, this side of eternity can feel hopeless. Corrie ten Boom, a Holocaust survivor who lost her father and sister in a concentration camp, said, "If you look at the world, you will be distressed. If you look within, you will be depressed. If you look at God, you will be at rest." As I looked up verses on healing and wholeness, I came across Psalm 107, 19 through 20. In verse 20, it says, "He sent his word and healed them." When I saw word, I was reminded of John 1:14, which says, "The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." Jesus is the word that John is referring to here. Sometimes the Lord doesn't change our situation because he wants to change us. He wants us to depend on him and rely on the truth about his character and his promises in his word. In Exodus 15:26, the Lord refers to himself as the Lord who heals you. No one is beyond healing. But we also must acknowledge that this is not heaven. We live in a fallen world, and on this side of eternity, we will never be fully whole. But in Christ, we are enough because he is enough. He is sufficient. Yet he can still heal, restore, and make whole. But it has to be his will, in his way, and in his timing. No matter what, the one thing we can cling to is truth. In John 8:32, it says, "Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So if you're struggling because you're believing lies, if you know the truth will set you free. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we know that apart from you, we are nothing. Yet you love us with an everlasting and unconditional love. And our greatest need you already accomplished. You took away our sin when you sacrificed your Son to appease your wrath so that we can come boldly to the throne of grace where we can find help and grace in our time of need. God, we need you every second of every day. Even if we don't acknowledge it, we do, and we are helpless without you. Father, you are the Lord who heals. You know every single person hearing this prayer. You know the number of hairs on our head, and you are intimately acquainted with our ways. You know the words we will speak before we open our mouths. God, before we even ask for healing and wholeness, you already know what we need, and we acknowledge that you and you alone have the power to heal and restore. We ask that if it's your will, you will do just that. But we also know that your will, no matter what it entails, is the best for us, for the greatest good, for the longest amount of time. I ask that you would help us to trust you with our entire lives and being. You know what you are doing, and I ask that you would help us to get on board with what you want. We need your help to do this. We believe you, help our unbelief. And when we doubt, help us to look at the cross and remember your sacrifice on our behalf. We thank you for the hope of heaven and the peace that you provide us here, regardless of what we are facing. You are good and you do good. Thank you. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.